Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big money at Menards. Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. Dundee Stars coach Mark Lefevre, your team lost 4-2 tonight here at Brayhead Arena. First of all, what's your thoughts on the game?
I thought we played really well for two periods. Maybe not in the first so much. I thought they really peppered us with shots in the first. Second period, we completely dominated for the most part. Third period left a lot to be desired, and I'll leave it at that. I thought their third goal it's a professional dive by their player that leads to a 6-on-4, and you know it's in the back of our net. But at the end of the day, it's attention to detail that cost us the game. Their second goal with the guy behind us leads to a 2-on-1. Third goal we've already talked about. Fourth goal, you know, great shot from the point by Arsenal. I'll give them credit for that. They had a good screen on Trevor. And unfortunately, the bounce didn't go our way tonight. But I thought it was a good game by both teams. And that's just the way it is.
Your recent record against Brayhead, that's four meetings inside a month now. You've lost all of them. How do you reflect on those four games overall? Can you take plenty of positives from them? I mean, you mentioned how well you played tonight, for example, for one.
Yeah, there's lots of positives, but at the end of the day, it's a results-oriented business, and we didn't get the W's. That's a team we're competing for to win the conference, and we have them two more times, and we have to win both games. There's no bottom line about it. Luckily, we're at home, so we get the matches probably that we want. But that's just the way it is. We have to win both those games if we have a chance to win this conference.
Talk about what it's been like this week. You lost Vlasta Milakasil. He had to go home for personal reasons this week. You brought in Trevor Koenig as well. How much upheaval has there been around your team this week?
Nothing. No? It's just business as usual. We knew it. We knew a couple of weeks ago, everybody knew that Vlasta was leaving. So it wasn't just dropped on us this week. We knew for a couple of weeks. That gave us some time to find a goalie, and to find a goalie Trevor's caliber. I mean, the way he played tonight, I mean, he hadn't played a game in 8 months, and he was excellent tonight, I thought, for the most part. And, you know, he's just going to get better. If he gets into form like he can, there's no reason he can't win us a lot of hockey games.
He's well-versed in the Elite League as well. That must have been important for you as well when it came to bringing him in.
Yeah, it was important. I mean, there was probably six or seven other guys that we looked at that we could assign, but I want to make sure we got a guy who's a winner and knows how to win. And, you know, I just kept going back to Trevor, and that was our top guy that we wanted. And we made sure we got the job done to sign him.
And, of course, on to tomorrow now. Is it a case of licking your wounds and going from there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've been in this position before where we've lost on the Saturday night and we've gone back and got points on a Sunday. And we have to do that again. I mean, with 19 straight weeks, we've gotten points. Tomorrow we can make it 20. We know what we're up for. Sheffield's going. They won tonight. So they'll be ready to go for tomorrow against us. And we got to be ready. I mean, there's no reason we can't get points off them tomorrow and a win. But for us to keep where we want to be and try and be in the top five, top six, the way we're going, we've got to find a way to get points tomorrow.
Mark, thanks very much.
Perfect, thank you.
When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go in here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.